This is the Lifted Life Podcast. We created this show to help you live a lifted life. Let's do it.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back. It's episode 31, Mentors.
Okay, so I am so excited to talk about our mentors, but I have to confess that I hate that word mentor. I can't figure out if I'm suddenly thinking of a menthol cigarette or a Harry Potter Dementor. Either way, I don't like it. I don't like either of them.
It's funny you say that because I don't really like the word either. Like, I have a hard time saying it. Like,
mentor.
He's my mentor.
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 What do we mean by mentor?
I don't know the actual.
I was trying to go really
definition, but
why didn't look it up?
I mean, I see it as a person that you talk to and you know you work through your issues.
Ooh, I like this better than yours. Mentor, noun, an experienced and trusted advisor, a verb to advise or train. So, does that work for you?
Yeah.
Okay, so we like mentors. We both have mentors, but we don't love the word mentor.
Yeah.
So, how do we choose? How did you choose your mentor? Do you feel like you went out looking for a mentor and they're like, hey, you, buddy, you'll work?
As cheesy as this is, I think he chose me.
Ooh, everybody snap for a minute.
I didn't even want to say it because it sounds so weird. And I don't think he actually chose me. I think his message resonated with me very, very closely at the time, and of course still today, but at the time he was talking about things that I have issues with, that I need help with, and it just really resonated and clicked. And actually you were the one that talked me into doing his challenge. If you don't know, I'm talking about Jesse Elder. He hasn't done challenges in a while, but he used to do a 21-day challenge, and somehow I fit his demographic and
targeted,
got pixeled and saw in all the marketing. But doing his challenge and just his messaging really resonated with me.
Similar for me. So one of my mentors, I don't like to just say I have one, but it is handy to have one main one that you give your attention to. I think at a time you can have more than one, but to just say, okay, right now I'm really focusing on the work of blank. So a couple of things. One, for me, a mentor is someone who somehow produces a decent amount of content, because in order to be inspired by someone to train under them, unless you're working like at a company and you're assigned a mentor, which is really handy, right, to work in person. But a lot of times what we're talking about, sometimes the people don't even know they're our mentor, right? So mine, for instance, I did join a group of a couple hundred people and was able to talk to my mentor over a Zoom call for the first time ever. So that was really, really, really cool. But I don't think your mentor needs to know they're your mentor. I don't think they need to even be alive. They can be someone who has leveled up, crossed the rainbow bridge.
No longer in physical form.
Thank you. And you read all their books or listen to their audio cassettes or their downloads. All sorts of versions of that. But anyway, for me, when it comes down to it, someone that I want to fill my mind with their thoughts and ideas, it's the exact same thing. And for me, my mentor at this point that I'm really heavily into his work is Steve Chandler. And so he produces a ton of content, and a lot of the teachings and things he puts out there, such as worry is a misuse of the imagination, really vibe with me and help me to get into the frame of creative, not reacting, but to truly create what I want more of. And so because his messaging aligns with what I want more of, I chose him. That would be one reason I chose my mentor.
But I had something really important to say, and I just drew a blank.
I talked about a lot of things, so I'm sure... I said you should maybe have more than one mentor.
Oh, I know what it was. You're talking about being assigned a mentor, and I don't think that would work.
Oh, at work.
Like, if you're at work and someone assigned you, and I was like, you know, I don't think that works for me.
It could work, right? Chance that works out as a good partnership.
Serendipities, whatever, possible. But I think what I was going to say is that, in my experience at least, like in Jesse's case, he shares his experiences. So there's a certain problem I may have, or he may have, and he talked about how he got through it. And that's how I see his mentorship working, is explaining ways that he got through the issues. And he'll flat say he doesn't have the answers, but this is how he did it. Mm-hmm. And then it's my job to break that down and figure out how to apply that to myself.
But you know what's fascinating is my mentor talks a lot about his challenges as well, which were actually with alcohol. And so he was addicted to alcohol and was completely out of control for a while. And I don't really relate to that at all on any level. Like, I'd have one drink of alcohol and I have a headache. I'm like, this stuff's poison. I'm never drinking this again. And so his deepest struggles aren't something I personally relate to. And yet he has the ability to transform it into a message that anybody who's at any point in their life not happy with where they are and want to do something bigger or better. So just kind of a cool little side note that the mentor you choose doesn't have to be someone who's gone through the exact same problems as you, of course.
I think that's where I was trying to go, is like, I can see how he solved a problem and then apply that. So maybe it's not the same problem, but see how he worked through it.
Right. And I think for most of us, the mentors that we choose are people who have been vulnerable enough to showcase, I have struggled. I still struggle. Here's how I get through it. It's not like guru status.
Right.
At least neither of our mentors, right?
That, and also they've achieved something that I want to achieve. So it's kind of like you can pick a mentor that whatever your goals are, they've already done it. They know how they got there. They know how to get through those things. And you pick them and follow.
Right.
Maybe not follow exactly what they did, but you can see how they were able to.
For me, it's more about following their work, not their example. Some people you may follow their example, but following their work, if their messaging is something that excites you and ignites you and makes you want to be more of who you really are, that's the cool thing about a mentor, is more of seeing what kind of reading their books or listening to their podcasts or putting their audio on repeat, because you want their ideas to sink into yourselves on a deeper level.
Yeah, I think that's really, to go back to something you said, is they may not know that you're their mentor and they may not be in physical form anymore, which I believe that's possible. But that's something that early when I first started doing the 21-day challenge and started really following Jesse closely, is I would call him my mentor, but I had never actually met the guy or spoke to him in person. And I always felt weird about that, because I'm like, that's not the definition, that's not the technical. But A, it doesn't need to be. And then later on, as I followed him more, actually, I'd speak to him.
You paid him more money.
Paid him more money. Normally, I speak to him twice a week. So that's a little different. But now that I've done that, I don't think it's any different. I think the same value, the same mentorship, whether I physically speak to him or not, I think the same.
Which I had been saying all along, for the record.
You never said that.
So let's say someone's listening and then they're like, well, golly gee Williker, I don't have a mentor. Never had a mentor or a dementor or a menthol cigarette.
Let me go back and preface that, because that's not quite what I meant. What I meant was, he's still a mentor whether I paid him or not, whether I talked to him or not. Now, the value I get and the level of help is a lot more now than it used to be.
You're more invested. But yeah. That's not what I meant at all. What I mean is, as people are listening and they're like, Sylvia has a mentor, Tim has a mentor. Yeah.
Well, you can have one too.
For a low, low price. Of $25.88, you can buy a probiotic.
Oh,
I'm kidding. I'm
like, what are you selling me out for?
No, I just think if someone's listening, we've been together for 18 years, people, and he still does not follow my train of thought. I know there's several of you that knew exactly what I meant.
I need you to tell me 10 times, and then someone else tell me once, and I do it, and then you see, that way I know.
Okay, so what I was saying is, you're listening to us. We're super pumped about our mentors. We don't love the word, but we love the idea, the concept. And now you, too, want a mentor. And so you're like, what should I do? Because I don't really feel like I have one. What should they do?
Let them choose them.
Let them choose them.
Get chosen. No. Oh, man. That's difficult, because I think you have to find someone you resonate with that is speaking to you. And, you know, yeah, if you believe in the law of attraction, you'll attract that person somehow. Man, I don't know how to tell someone to find it. That's a difficult question.
You think?
Difficult answer. Difficult question.
I think it's all about being open and ready. When the student is ready, the teacher appears.
Yeah.
So when you have decided that you are ready for some sort of trusted advisor, mentor, role model, and you begin to open yourself up to this idea, then you will find yourself at bookstores more often or at the library more often. You will find yourself being open to different podcasts, and you will be easily, for us, we have a couple of people we've followed that no longer really inspire us the way they used to. And we've realized it's not really about them. It's a lot about where we are and what we are interested in. And it's okay to evolve and to take from different teachers at different points in your life. And so it's kind of like the book, The Power of Now, that we've talked about a lot. If you read it today, this year, and you read it next year on this day, you'll get a totally different message out of it, because it's just one of those things that when the student is ready, the teacher appears and there's some really deep stuff.
Yeah, I mean, what your current reality is really depends on your most recent situations and what you've done over time. And you're right. I finished Power Now a month ago, but I think if I read it now, I would have a different experience for sure.
Just even because you've read through the whole book even. So I have another mentor, which is Esther Hicks, or as many people know her from the Teachings of Abraham. And I really do enjoy having this balance between my main mentor that I listen to a lot of his stuff and I dig in deep of what he's produced and created and the way he teaches, and then also having this other side mentor that's always there and produces different types of content, like really cool, what are they, like inspiring card decks that you can pull a card and get some inspiration. And for me, even though I really do believe having too much in your ear holes can be kind of overwhelming, having a balance of different energies can be really nice. And for me, the difference between Steve Chandler and the Teachings of Abraham are quite different, but in a really cool way.
I personally really like Abraham as well. But I'm curious, when you say that you really like her content, are you talking about like, I know you have the cards that you read, but are you like following her on social media and following her daily post? Are you like watching videos on YouTube, or like what's your...
Yeah, I have a book. I have several card decks. I follow her on social media. So, and I do occasionally listen on YouTube.
I personally listened to her on YouTube, and then YouTube started stalking me with everything that she ever wrote. And like every day I'd have a new video to watch, and I did that for a while.
Well, one of the books I bought came with a CD, which my car still has a CD player. Just saying.
Whoa.
Trippy. But anyway, I do think that if someone were saying, okay, I don't know what kind of mentor I want, I think it's about becoming more intentional about, hey, I think I'm ready for that kind of force. And you don't have to take it so seriously. You don't have to call them a mentor. You can just say, yeah, I have some cool teachers in my life. You can use that word too. But when we think of teachers, a lot of times we were thinking of schooling, like high school, middle school,
college. Yeah.
Whereas we were big believers in continuing education and not just letting your education stop because your schooling stopped.
I like how you wove Abraham, because we never went and saw her, never been on a cruise, never did any of those things.
No.
But yeah, I could see her as a mentor.
And it's cool too, because it's a shared mentor. So you have your mentor that you like a lot. Mm-hmm. I have mine that I like. We often say, oh, I got to share this thing with you. But it usually doesn't ever resonate with the other one as much as it does with ourself, which is how it works, right? But then there's this middle ground that we both like. Yeah. And I would say maybe even JP Sears could be a little bit like that. We're going to see him tonight. So we're recording this a couple days early. You will be listening on Tuesday, but we're recording this on the Saturday, and we're going to go see some funny business. Some
funny spiritual jokes.
Some funny spiritual jokes, and try not to get offended. So he's another shared, but I think it's cool for each of us to have our own. I don't think it would work if we had the exact same main mentor. What do you think? I mean, it could work. Not saying we'd suddenly get divorced or combust if we did it, but
I think it's funny, because I never thought about it till you just now said it. But yeah, Abraham's something that we both agree on. Like you can say, and we both will like, yes, I totally get that. But then I can say stuff that Jesse said, and you just kind of like, whatever. Yeah. And then sometimes you say stuff Steve said. I'm like, eh, maybe. I never thought about that. It is funny.
Yeah, it is funny. So you don't have to have the same mentor as your spouse or significant other.
Has Steve ever talked about Abraham? I know Jesse's met Esther before. I don't know.
So he talks about Byron Katie, and he went through her program called The Work.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he did that quite a while ago. And so that's cool. But I don't know about the Teachings of Abraham from him.
Maybe we should talk about that off the podcast.
Right. So anyway, we were pretty excited about this episode because we've slowly become passionate about this idea of having a mentor. And I think that it wasn't 10 years ago, if you're like, who's your mentor? I'd be like, I don't know, Michael Jordan.
Yeah. I don't know what it is with that word. It's kind of like saying you have a psychologist and you're afraid to let someone know that you have that you go see a psychologist. Like,
right.
Which is nothing wrong with that.
And, no.
And I could see it. They could be on the same level, but
I'm just laughing. Maybe it's a man thing. Like, I think that if someone told me they had a mentor, I'm like, ooh, this person's legit because they take their dreams seriously. That's how I view it. Mm. Whereas if someone's like, a mentor, are you talking about Harry Potter? Nobody says that besides me.
Yeah.
Raise your hand. Put it on your Instagram story. If every time you hear mentor, you think of a menthol cigarette or a Dementor. I need to hear from you. People. Okay. I didn't pull up a review, but I bet I can find one really, really quick to share because I just got a new one from Mood Boosting Probiotic and I'm super pumped about it.
Which is back in stock.
That one was in stock, my love. The one that wasn't was Bifidus Mood Boost.
Sorry.
That's okay.
You're talking about Bifidus.
No, so the Mood Boosting Probiotic, we got a great new review, says works great. I can definitely tell when I forget to take this. It has helped me in more ways than one. Definitely recommend this supplement to anyone having mood issues, fatigue, gut health issues, anything. So that's really cool. Some people say, why do I want to start taking something that I'm going to have to keep taking? Well, here's the way I see it. It's a lot like taking a shower. You have to do it pretty regularly. It's the same way with motivation. You can't just motivate yourself once and then be good to go. And probiotics are the same way because we're constantly ingesting things that are not so good for our body. We need to constantly replenish our microbiome, and probiotics do that. So I think if you have to take something every day, a probiotic is a pretty natural and helpful way to keep things balanced out. So you can check us out at liftednaturals.com or over on amazon.com. So thanks for listening, everyone. We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you have a mentor, please let us know. Tag us over on Instagram. We want to hear from you. We think it's really cool that you have a mentor. It means you're going after your life in a big way. And if you don't have a mentor, then you should maybe think about getting one because it makes life better.
Let the universe know that you want one.
Yes. And when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. Take care.